black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The Americans think they're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, and I'm your host, President Zen One. And today, we've got a guest that I've been trying to get on the show for over a year now. So today, it's my pleasure to introduce my guest, Chris Meyer, who will be talking to us today about a simple post that he made online commenting on something on Facebook, on a political article that became a real mess with over 568 replies. He got into a little battle in the comments section that went on for over 2 days. And I've highlighted some of the best parts, and we're about to get into this. So let's jump right into this without further ado.
You know how they often interview just random retards at conventions, you know?
Yeah.
And, they pick the dumbest people of them all to sit there and say, so what's your take on, you know, Bernie Sanders? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, propaganda.
Right, exactly. It's just yellow journalism. That's all it is. So, like, this guy, he's like, I'm embarrassed that Wisconsin is my home state because of these liberal morons. And please tell me why the Trump protesters are all nerdy, geeky, homely-looking idiots that have no idea of anything they are talking about. Conservatives equal fact and common sense versus liberals equal feelings and emotions. Liberals are the downfall of this country. Shaking my head. Trump 2016. That's, you know, what he says. And so my original reply to this is fact. Donald Trump produces his clothing overseas. Fact. Donald Trump is running on a platform of returning jobs to America when he in fact does not himself. Common sense. He's obviously lying. Tell me again how conservatives equal fact and common sense. That is my reply to his whole original thing. I'm just, you know what I mean? It just kills him right there, crushes him. So then, like, immediately, right underneath, right, Chad comes in. Chris, fact, Clinton signed NAFTA, sending millions of jobs overseas. Not one, and you already know, me too, so you already know what's coming when these people have no clue who they're dealing with. So Clinton signed NAFTA, sending millions of jobs overseas. Not just one clothing line. Must have forgotten about that during your suck-off Sanders meeting in the safe zone. This is how these people are. And yet, like, gets portrayed the other way around, and it's the craziest part. So, Chris Meyer, as for Trump clothing line, he doesn't run the company first. Yeah, he does. His name's on it. He's the CEO. Just because he's not in the factory with the fucking shirt. And regardless of if he's just getting paid for his name, if your name is getting put on something that you know is, he doesn't agree with them using cheap labor, but he's absolutely fine with it because he still operates. So then Billy comes in, the guy who's the original post says, right? So Chris Meyer, you don't have a clue about what you're talking about. Any smart businessman would move their companies and businesses overseas with the crushing taxes and restrictions the U.S. currently imposes on businesses here. People like Trump don't get and stay rich by being stupid with their money and business decisions. Trump's fighting to lower the business tax from 35 to 15% and loosen up restrictions in order to bring businesses and jobs back here. As you just proved, Chris, liberals can't comprehend fact, logic, and common sense. Which, he just completely proves my point. This is nothing. We're just at the tip of the iceberg here of this whole thing right here. Debate over. We have this thing called the Constitution. Taxing people at 90% rate isn't in there. Unfortunately, in the 50s, the tax rate was 91% for the top 1%, so that is false. Absolutely false. False statement. And even with Bernie Sanders being a socialist, the checks and balances of the fucking Constitution won't allow him to have a communist dictatorship, i.e., Mao, Russia, yeah. Stalin. Right, so now I get to Chad Coleman, right? Chad, back with the Clintons. So Chad Nolan, I never said anything about the Clintons. They're scum also. And Glass-Steagall was repealed by Slick Willie enabling Wall Street to fail. Alright?
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out truth about Trump. Don't deflect. Then I wowed him. I wowed him immediately with the fucking, because this guy's in Wisconsin talking shit about Sanders protesters being like these nerdy fucking with that in the third. But a Sanders protester, and protesting is absolutely legal in the government. You know, you're allowed to protest your grievances. It's in the First Amendment, just like freedom of speeches. So protesters have every right there. And then so I get back to Felt. He was talking about corporations and businesses and how they, you know, how are they going to do everything, da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, unbeknownst to him, for a fact, is Billy Felt, no, they do it by exploiting tax law through loopholes mostly. My uncle is a tax attorney and a CEO, or CFO, excuse me. And, yeah, he's a doctor in corporate tax law. So,
oh, wow.
So he, you know, tells me these things, and I know them for a fact, regardless of what anyone else wants to say. He does it for a living.
Yeah.
In 2007, he got a fucking seven-figure golden parachute for what he does. So, yeah. We could go
into that,
you know, if you really want to. He used to work in insurance, and... You know, when he came here after he got that parachute, he talked about in his job doing what he does, how he is good at it, and he literally gets paid to find every loophole so his corporation doesn't have to pay taxes. That's why he gets the bonus. But he sits back and he sees that by his corporation and all other corporations that are doing this not paying their fucking taxes, the burden goes on to the fucking common man, you know? And then people can't afford shit. Shit gets fucked up along the way. And it's fucking, and it's crippling the fucking country, and he knows that.
Yeah,
what does he do? He takes a pay cut from $400,000-something a year to $100,000-something a year, and he works in fucking beverages now in Florida. He's still a CFO. He's still a chief financial officer. He's still a tax attorney. He's still in corporate tax law, but he's no longer in insurance.
He's not backing these globalist scum.
Exactly. He's dealing in beverages. Okay, so, like, you know, so that's just, good. You know, so that's
a little hope right there.
That's on the business. That's on the business end that I don't know about, according to these people. Now, you know, I just had to bust him out on that, right, real quick, right? So tax loophole, so then immediately Chris Meyer, tax loopholes are a small part of it, cheaper labor, material, textile costs, and this is all cheaper, you know what I mean? So slave labor at cheaper costs and everything, yada, 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 right? Just so you're talking about making, and this is where it comes down to, right? So cheaper labor, material, textile costs, import, export tax are big reasons why no smart businessman and woman in the right mind would want to operate a business in the U.S. if they want to be profitable.
I don't know if that's entirely
true. Right, and the difference is one man making hundreds of millions of dollars more instead of helping people by putting them to work and making a few hundred millions less. And that's literally the only fucking difference. You're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, and you still have hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not like you're fucking going to be negative money. You know what I mean? It's just less hundreds of fucking millions of dollars.
Yeah. but they look at that as less power.
It's not, though. Well, it's right, because not, it is. It is because mindset. For them, because now they don't have the extra leverage to throw on a fucking politician and fucking encourage laws to be written in their fucking favor. That's why.
Yeah.
Because
they got to keep paying people off.
Right. So, you know what I mean? So break it down, something like that. So I'm like, so my next one is, what can't you do with $300 million that you can do with $800 million? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well.
Laugh face, peace sign emoji. You know? You know what I mean? And I'm like, here's one you probably love. A guy from Sweden, on a different post from the other day, he's like, it's interesting that what Bernie Sanders is doing is considered unique, yet the Nordic countries have been doing this for almost 50 years, and they are some of the best economies in the world, right? And then he continues, Robert Bergsten, Swedish dude, he continues, in Sweden, we have a taxation rate of 48% to 55% for the rich, sometimes even higher, and it works really well. A strong middle class is what a country needs, not a few billionaires. Their wealth isn't going to trickle down to the poor anyway. Everyone pays for health care, and that gives everybody access to it if and when they get sick. What I don't understand, and the rest of the fucking world doesn't understand, is why poor people in America are against this. It's madness. If you get sick, the rich aren't going to pay for it, so you're stuck with expensive medical bills for the rest of your life. Not a very good thing to vote for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's just simple truth. You know, and be like the one guy was talking, like, you know, no socialist countries ever work. Like, what do you mean? The Nordic countries, just like the guy says, you go to IKEA and buy Swedish fucking furniture by the boatload. What do you mean the countries don't work? The fuck out of here.
Sweden
is considered like the happiest country on the fucking planet, and they're socialist.
Yeah,
so what
they
the fuck
have
does
the
that
right
tell you?
Percentages this paying even, into it.
Well, right, exactly.
We have the loopholes that don't allow the right percentages.
Fixed, right, and that's you know, what's what I try to do. people don't understand when you try to break it down to them. They just don't understand because they're so anti-establishment at this point. Even fucking common American, two-party American, they're so anti-establishment that they're jumping aboard Donald Trump. Not that's realizing that Bernie lines. Sanders is anti-establishment also. Should I get into this shit, bro? We get into it.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
Pump up the volume and let the music play. President Zen 1 and the new CD, Rorschach Test. Featuring the smash single, Project Bluebeam. Rorschach Test, available on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and other fine music stores. You can buy my new CD, Rorschach Test, and Philosopher's Stone, both for only $9.99. Check us out on Armageddon Records Shop or on eBay. I've got digital download cards of both EPs for sale, or just inbox us at zen1music@gmail.com. What are you waiting for?
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Records Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Records Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Records Shop on eBay.
So, Chris Meyer, do you even realize what you were saying? So, because Trump or any other man, woman is rich, then they should just give money profits away to appease a corrupt political tax system that is the source of the problem to begin with? And no, and they see, right? So, tell that to Hillary and Bill Clinton and see what they say. Like, yeah, the reason he's talking about still, yeah.
Those countries are arresting and jailing the bankers in the country. Look, we're not. So look. That's just and then,
now,
one indicator.
Now, David Reed, he's the guy with the socialist fucking, where's it ever worked? Socialist, whatever, right? He's like, wow, true socialist, you owe me. Give me mine because I don't want to earn it. Just give it to me. Get a job, Chris Meyer. Right?
Get a job.
And so I say to, like, you know, to Bill, like, about this, so I'm like, about the Swedish thing. So I'm like, next you'll tell me the Swedish guy that lives in Sweden doesn't know what he's talking about either, you know, with the fucking smiley face, thumbs up, fucking peace sign, you know what I mean? Hey, Chris Meyer, Sweden has a max population of approximately 9 million, U.S. is 320 million, apples and oranges, laugh my ass off. And, like, no, it's not. No, it's not. And I'm like, how is it okay for my taxes right now to go to bail out banks and subsidize fossil fuel burning corporations? Mm. And that's okay. But wanting them used for healthcare and education in an, I'm sure you'll agree, because what he talks about liberals being morons and everything, dumb and sick country, that's bad. Like, seriously, your tax money, instead of going to bail out corporations that gamble and fucking lose, that's okay. But your tax money going to make a fucking retarded and fucking dying country healthy and smart is fucking bad. It just defies, it straight
criminal
shits on fucking common sense, right? So then David Reed again, back to the David Reed guy, he's just commenting on this. He's just a hate mongering kind of guy, you know? So because I'm having pork chops for dinner tonight and you're eating tuna salad, in your mind I owe you a pork chop, roll them on the floor laughing my ass off.
Yeah, right.
Here's a pork chop bone for you. Enjoy. He comes in again on someone else. Thinks he's on a roll here because I'm like at work at this point.
You know what I mean?
He's feeling really good about himself, right? So obviously, Lawrence Daley Cohan, there's as many sheep as there are intelligent, self-thinking individuals. Enjoy the Trump victory. So I'm like, I work, I bust my ass 50 hours a week, which I do. I fucking kill myself fucking 50 plus hours a week, so I don't want to hear that. But next time your house is on fire, do me a favor and don't call the fire department. It's government funded, parentheses, socialist program. Don't retire on my social security either. So I'm like, so then I tell him, like, democratic socialism isn't 60s Mao China communism, right? So then someone else gets on, now it's Joseph. Too many idiots stand for something they didn't know what it is, you know, whatever. And so I'm like, maybe you should educate yourself instead of trying to put people down on a subject you seem to know little about.
Hmm.
Right, so then I break down just a simple meme that breaks down that socialism, corporate socialism, like the system that we literally live in now, where our taxes go to bail out banks and subsidize businesses, and you know, that's okay. We can just fucking throw chunks of tax money fucking pissing into the wind for corporations, and all they really do is just fucking give their CEOs and fucking big fucking VPs bonuses.
Lot of money.
That's all they get. That's all that happens. Oh no, it's gonna go down. You know, you gotta give the banks all this money so then all the mortgages, fucking rates go down and people buy houses again.
Well, so far it's not working.
With what money? You don't want to fucking pay people, so what the fuck are they buying? The general description of it. David Reed, democratic socialism, different socialism, what's different about it? And then, you know, it tells you, because straight communism, the government owns everything and fucking you just work and get a piece of fucking whatever, you know, you get, everyone gets a piece. That's not the way fucking democratic socialism works. You feel me? It's still fucking, you still go to work, you still get your paycheck, but the taxes that you pay into the system go into public funded programs like the firemen, like your fucking police, mm-hmm. like your EMTs, like your public schools, you know what I mean? Like it should be healthcare. We should be funding all of our fucking roads and bridges to get replaced because they're fucking crumbling. Our fucking infrastructure is like a C, which
right.
is fucking crazy for like the leading developed fucking nation in the world. We don't even have a maglev train. Yes. How don't we have a maglev train except for at a fucking amusement park is the only place you see that technology.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded. But this country's great. So I just tell him, kill him. Cognitive dissonance. Murder him. Because I got 2 likes on it. You know, he's like, yes, you, Chris Meyer, you're a Bernie puppet. And, he, you know, I was going to murder him with the you are, like, Pashari, not your. As
you didn't
possession.
Even want that. Was big of you, dude. That
was really... like, laugh my ass off, point me, thank you, puppet. Again, like, you know, it's at this point, I'm, like, sleeping. I know, I'm still awake, actually.
And this so is like, going on from work till sleep.
Yeah, oh, this is, dude, this is from fucking yesterday, like, day.
And it's still being replied to.
To yeah. And as far as Bernie Sanders lying, the one thing most of everyone in Washington says about him is he's honest. He didn't vote for the Patriot Act. He didn't vote for the Iraq War. He didn't vote to bomb Syria. He supports people's basic human rights to have a chance to be healthy and smart, and somehow that's bad. So I'm like, you support Trump. What's his stance on the Middle East? Does he support the Palestinian state? There's nothing. You can just go just by just nothing. You know what I mean? So there is absolutely nothing to go by, right? So you can't even answer these questions, you know? Whereas you can fucking see what Bernie supports all that shit.
Yeah,
you know?
And I like that he did and deny those bills. Patriot Act.
So instead of answering, his deflection towards the questions is live on TV right now. U.S. Border Patrol endorses Donald Trump. Very first person ever to be endorsed by the Border Patrol. Ride that Trump train. This is like the worst thing I've said the whole fucking thing. This is my, like, and it's not even bad. I'm just like, you're just a troll with no real knowledge, so you name call to deflect. Kudos to you, Dave. Go crack a book. Peace sign. And that was like 8:56 p.m. So that was like it for me. About, if I'm not mistaken, I went to sleep. Like in the meantime of me sleeping, it's there are some people that are also with me and shit, but some of them are stupid liberals. Like, you know, they are the stupid liberals. Some of them come out of the woodworks and say shit that just gets all the shit that, you know, I was just saying and murdering people with kind of gets undermined. So it's Jason McClain that comes in. He's like, your ability to judge what an idiot only nerdy, like talking about Bill's like original post of you know, all liberals are homely, nerdy geeks, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, your ability hitting on Bill is legendary. Logical common sense should tell you that there needs to be a balance between both sides. I don't own 10 guns for my safety and know how to judge people by cover as well as you. Hashtag Fletch Packers. Kill the Packers. It's now Bill, the guy Bill gets on him. Yeah, and the guy Bill is pretty smart. You know, he has his arguments, but he's the same kind of hateful fucking guy. You know what I mean? He does, he argues his points the wrong way. So he's like Jason McClain. Has less to do with anybody's looks than more what kind of intellect they display. The fact that these idiots can't even string 3 coherent sentences together. Concerning facts about why they hate, they're talking about people in the video, why they hate Trump is astounding, comical. P.S. Are you really that generic and challenged that all you can come up with is Fudge Packers? Seriously? If and when you ever get in a rib or intelligent thought.
Wow.
So he did. He kind of killed him, you know what I mean? Like, our guy's like, I was on with you until the Packers and Badgers hashtags.
talking to the Bill guy.
Yeah, he says, Sean, well, Badgers and Packers are part of my life. Come with territory, Wisconsin, yada, yada. And then Jim, I would be more embarrassed about electing Scott Walker. How has that worked out for your state?
I just felt. Yeah.
So true, Billy, and I'm guessing Mr. Myers has family in that video.
The guy stung you right there.
Well, he just came in out of the woodworks just to talk shit. Back to the Dave now. Go smoke a crack pipe, Chris Meyer. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man. Suck on a Trump 21-point national lead, Chris Meyer. Like, so now it's Stephen O'Neill. Chris Meyer, you should inform your Swedish friend that here in America, poor have free health care that we do pay for. It's called Medicaid. We also have Medicare for the elderly. That was an estimated 7 million people without health care. That's less than 3% of the people. It's way fucking more than that, dude. Way more than
that.
And it's not even affordable health care. Just because you have health care, when you can't afford your fucking $300 copay or your fucking $87 fucking pills, you know what I mean? It doesn't really fucking matter. So, you know what I mean? That's the point that he doesn't get. Those stats are misleading. So I make almost $2,000 a month and I can't afford health insurance because I make too much to get assistance for it, and I make too little to actually be able to afford affordable health insurance. Like, don't get me wrong. I can pay $300 a month or, like, a week, like, almost literally to have, like, affordable health insurance. Because if I'm paying, like, $100 a week for health insurance in the state of New Jersey and shit, like, you know, because all that factors into it too. It's ridiculous because I have to pay $100 a week. It would be like $400 a month. And the copay if I get sick is fucking ridiculous. No, I don't pay anything. I don't have insurance because it's fucking, I can't afford it.
Holy shit. So I want to just say right now, I totally and fully support universal health care for everyone. We as a people should not have to be paying and bankrupting ourselves just for getting sick.
It's every human's right to have access to health care. What gives them that right? Being a human being. Truth. Like, who's human right to deny anybody, you know what I mean? Like, I can't get healthy because I don't have enough money.
Crazy, dude.
So then Robert Stephens, I love him because he keeps it short and sweet and just murders the fucking meme above. When you quote Ayn Rand, you have already lost. You know, one sentence sometimes is all it takes to crush someone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's amazing the shit that you can just get into on just a single comment on a post on Facebook.
Yeah. Then people are just brain dead. Be curious to know if these people were actually from Wisconsin or run by George Orwell's. The provisions in the NDAA where you're allowed to fucking detain people for unlimited points of time with no rights, no this, no that, and everything else, it all just falls into that. Your fucking pretenses for doing it.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America.
people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
And we're back to the shocking conclusion of your Facebook post that just would quit.
I'm sure it's still going. This is still, like, in the time that I'm sleeping, you feel me? A lot of people just, you know, battling in my absence. I respect this as someone just talking about Trump and someone else. Yeah, and I respect your opinion. Don't know you all enough to determine if you're a moron. I'm glad to see that Trump does have some good ideas. I don't see how he promotes violence, but I'd love to hear if you could tell me. I'm open-minded, but right now, I truly believe Trump is the only person not in this race to further his political career. Why would he put himself through all this madness, including death threats, violent protesters, and basically having his reputation smeared by the media when he had a great life as it was? He's doing it because, as the president, he could fucking drop all of everything to make himself more money. That's why he's doing it, because Donald Trump cares only about himself. That's who he is. And this guy went in the fucking whole thing about Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump's boy. So the interview with Oprah from ADA, and she asked if he would ever run for president, and he answered that he probably wouldn't because he loved what he was doing, but if he tried, if he was tired of seeing our country run to the ground and things got bad enough, then he would possibly. So here we are almost 30 years later, and things are bad. He's not politically correct, but he's real, and that's something I can appreciate, especially with all the fake people who say what people want to hear. He knows, because he's the one that's fucking... He's taking advantage of the system. He knew what was going to happen because he's part of the fucking people doing it. Why wouldn't he know? People get this whole liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican thing so fucked up. You're such a liberal, this and that. Like, I hold a lot of conservative values too, to be honest with you. I'm a fucking American. I just want to see what's done right. I don't understand why it's bad or, like, makes me weird. So I finally wake up and I read back. So I'm like, hey, David, you started with the personal attacks. Screenshot. So I never said one thing about you. I did suggest you should open a book, though. I think this is, like, people still talking to Bill's original comment, too, you know? So thank you for saying liberals are the downfall for our country. And coiling, if there were honest working Americans becoming legal, then we would not be deported. Then they would not be deported. Well, since you're so smart, can you tell us what are the policies that you like most for Trump campaign? Explain. They don't even know. They just like him because they like him for no reason. And this is actually a funny one. We like Trump because he don't use no fancy words. And that's more realistic.
Yeah.
To, you know what I mean? To the comparison of the type of people that like the different candidates. The media is your only source of information. I can tell by their statements. This country is doomed because of stupid people like you. One thing I had to just go back and grab real quotes by Donald Trump, and they're all cited.
Real quotes from Donald Trump about women. A person who is very flat-chested is very hard to be a 10. I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that?
I like kids. I mean, I won't do anything to take care of them. I'll supply funds, and she'll take care of the kids.
You know, it really doesn't matter what they write, as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass.
That must be a pretty picture. Dropping to your knees.
There was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
You just want a couple examples? And like I said, on all of those quotes are cited right there. So you go ahead and look them up. Called Rosie O'Donnell a fat fucking pig. You know?
But he's got a great chance of winning.
So now Daniel W. Kaufman comes in. The original comment. Well said and accurate. I have met few libs with the intelligence to debate their ideas, but they know they're right. Normally they clam up and walk away.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like, and the funny thing is, like, this dude's coming in the middle of me fucking crushing everyone, talking about no one wants to debate, da, da, yada yada yada, but he's in the middle of one and just like, but nothing to add to it, but no one wants to debate me. You know what I mean? So Bill, now Billy gets back at Brad, you know. Brad, the fact that you are a crazy Bernie supporter bans you from any adult and logical discussion for life. Go back to your safe space and protest America, you clown. Shaking my head.
I'm a professor that studied socialism in America back to Eugene Debs in 1902, and he supports Bernie Sanders, and that's why I kind of take him a little more seriously, because this is Professor Martinick.
Martin Davis. Because they're all pot-smoking, pill-eating, government-sponging welfare babies that support Bernie Sanders. Right? So then Bill gets back at the wrong guy who's like talking shit and had the meme with the Trump supporters. Ron, you are a complete idiot and liar. It was never stated anywhere that Trump would be richer if he were smarter. Another clueless idiot. You know, just, you see the points that they try to pick apart, like, in... It doesn't even matter about that, you know what I mean? Not a clueless idiot. Too many idiots like Ron around here shaking my head. You notice that they never say that to me, because they just see the people that do get crushed like so fast they don't even know what to do. Play them up and run away like the other dude's talking about, you know? So then I murder them with the meme. With the fucking Wonka meme, the Wonka. You gotta love the Wonka meme. Isn't it so weird that the people who want all the free stuff are breaking every donation record in history? Feel the burn. Chris Myers, you have so much to learn in so little time. The donations that Bernie is receiving is from the millions of liberal college students in lower... he explains my shit for him and tries to like make an argument out of points that I'm giving to him. You know what I mean? He's validating my arguments. But tell me he's not. Hillary and all the other candidates are receiving max donations from the handful of Wall Street big banks, big business, etc. The reason analogy that you displayed in your meme was a big fail. No, it's not. No, it absolutely is not. And so I'm like, you know, I'm like, I have my whole life to learn, and I do it every day. Thanks. You do also, apparently. The point of the meme is that Trump supporters, like Martin Davis above, portrays Sanders supporters as freeloading drug addicts. If that was the case, how are they financing this man's campaign? So I'm like, please explain. How about Trump the billionaire that made his bones at the expense of America through a system, as all corporate men have, the system is rigged for them. Trump should be running with his own money. He has enough of it. That's probably the one respectable thing about him, that he doesn't collect handouts. I post a quote from Sarah Silverman, right? Good Lord, don't worry. Under President Sanders, you can still become a super rich asshole. It's just that your fellow hardworking citizens don't have to feed their children cat food in order for you to do it. Did you see the Sarah Silverman?
No.
You gotta see Sarah Silverman. She brushes it too. And Nick Cannon. Oh my. Yeah. Sounds like Chris Meyer wants a bunch of stuff handed to him. So he just doesn't have to work for it, right? Just remember, the stuff you think you are entitled to, somebody else worked for it. It's like, they're arguing with the wrong person about that. You know what I mean? And Bill knows it. Bill and everyone else knows it. They're not jumping the portal like, yeah, fucking tell them, because they already know. Like, no, he already squashed that, like, immediately. He fucking already crushed us on that. So they don't even, like, they undercover like comments like that. You know what I mean? Like, they just say, yeah, I'm with you. You know, I ain't going to say nothing, but I'm with you.